Any of you that have read books that I've written or listened to teachings that I've given know that I have a lot of interest in the subject of abiding with the experience of difficult energy or abiding with the experience of strong emotion. One of the things that attracted me to the Buddhist teachings is the emphasis on the availability of open, clear, unobstructed, spacious energy for all beings, that no one needs to be trapped in a small, fear-based, self-centered world. And yet at the same time, most of us are, to a lesser or greater degree, living and breathing every day of our lives in a somewhat, if not very, restricted, small, fear-based, self-centered world. And I was always attracted by the teachings that said, in any moment of time, no matter what is happening, whether we call it pleasant or unpleasant, whether it's something we like or dislike, whatever is happening, whatever the weather, stormy or peaceful, in that very moment of time, on that very day of our life, in the very place that we find ourselves, this open, clear, unobstructed, spacious quality is accessible to all sentient beings, to all living beings. What I found particularly powerful was that there were teachings, particularly in the Vajrayana Buddhism, which emphasized that this open, unobstructed, clear energy was available in what we usually experience as distressing or unwanted emotions. For me, this was thrilling because when I felt good, when I was having a good day, I could enjoy myself. I could look at the sky or enjoy my food or feel connected with the people I was with. I could have a sense of well-being. But when I was depressed or caught in anger or obsessing, and then the world seemed to get smaller and smaller. My personal experience of the world was smaller and smaller, and my relationships with people, it was very much a very familiar feeling for me, was a feeling of cut off from other people, from myself, from the world. And I remember I used to look at young children and remember what it was like to be a child and that life had such a strong quality to it. If you think back to your childhood, it's not always pleasant memories. But when you think of like sitting under a bush or going into your grandmother's bedroom or something like this, it isn't just an empty memory. It has a smell and a whole quality and a sense of light about it. It's a very rich experience. And I used to long to have that experience again of life because my experience of life as an adult was cut off. A feeling as if there were some kind of plastic shield between me and other people, between me and trees and birds, dogs and cats. Occasionally something would get in. Often it was an animal or a beautiful sight. For me, nature would sometimes get in, the ocean would sometimes get in, and there would be that sense of open, clear, unobstructed relationship with the world. And then I also at those times would feel that open, unobstructed, clear relationship with myself, but most of the time it was a feeling of cut off. And then the more I lived and the more I related with other people and talked with other people and heard other people's stories, I realized this was everybody's experience, at least everyone I talked to. My experience was not at all unique. This quality of alienation or cut off from our world was so strong. So this longing to want to connect with myself, with my world, with other people, to feel my heart connection, to feel the sense of alive and no barrier between myself and my world, was very strong. And the Buddhist teachings, the real appeal for me of them was that they presented teachings which said this is possible for anybody. And not just on the good days, but also when I'm feeling the most cut off, the most discouraged, the most lonely, the most angry, whatever strong emotion was coming up, right there in those emotions, they were doorways to this clear, unobstructed, open experience of life. I now think of that clear,